We are on Daf, Kuf Lamed Beis, Hamed Aleph. Let us again start from the Mishnah. Becher Shenisarev B'meya. There were 100 people who had 100 behemoths. Each one possessed a behemoth. And one of these behemoths were a Becher. A Becher is potter from Matnes Kehune, from Zroya L'Chayayim V'Keile. Is Becher Shenisarev B'meya B'Zman Shemeya Sheikhtin Eskulam, that you have 100 Bailim, is Paitrin Ishman, Bisman Shemeya Sheikhtin Eskulam, Paitrin Eskulam. So then, each Bailim that Sheikhs is a Sufik, maybe a Behem is the Becher, and the Becher is Potter from Zreil Chayim Vekeve. So all 100 are potter from Zreil Chayim Vekeve. Echad Sheikhet is Kulam. What if one person shechts all these 100 behemoths? They all belong to one person. So 99 behemoths that he has are Mechuyev Zreil Chayim Vekeve. One is potter. Is ein paitrin oyala echad. So he's potter to give from one behemoth Israel chayim vekeve, but he's zichem bechuyev to give 99 matanes. But it's against Sirashi, becher shel Yisrael shenisarev b'meya behemoth acheres, bizman shemeya bnei adam. Sheikhtin as a behemis, they belong to 100 different people. Paitrin as kulam imatnes kohunim. Chalachad vechad yochalitcha ises atzme veloimam. Lekoyen becher shali. That means could be a machlal potter for matonis. I shechted the becher. Chain shaini vechain shlishi. Vimechot sheikhet as kulam. In Poitrin Oysam Meya Behemis Milite Matanus Lakayim. Ela Echot, that means he has 100 Behemis, 99 Aichum Matanus. Hail Shahu Shaychet Eskulum, so he's Mechuyev to give Matanus from the 99 Behemis. Avalechet Yochalifta Mina Matanus, but from one Behemis, Potter to give Matanus. Sheev Sheshloye Abacher Echot Mehem. V'yachaloi merzehu, whichever one he wants to pick out is amaitz mechaveir olav araya. So memela, he can pick out a nice behemoth and say that Israel chayim bekeva from this behemoth belongs to me. Min abcher einoisnin, but from the becher there's no chiyev whatsoever. Shein kedusha chola al kedusha. That there's no chiyuv bechlal matonis from an abecher of Zroya L'Chayayim V'Keiveh. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Hashoychet l'koyin l'oived keichavim. Potter min amatonis. If the bailim of the behem is a koyim, or is a goy, so the sheikhet is potter min amatonis. We'll see later, be'etzem, the chiyuv nesines amatonis was mutl on the sheikhet, even though the behem belongs to the bailim, but the tipple in the nesines matonis was mutl on the sheikhet. That means if a Kohen came to the Sheikhet, by a normal case, let's say the Behemoth belonged to the Bailim, and the Kohen comes to the Shlachtois, to the Sheikhet, and says, give me the Zreich Yambekeb, so the Sheikhet cannot say, What do you want from me? It's not by behemoth. Go to the Bailam. No, the Chiyiv and the Sinas and Matanus, we'll see later in the Gemara, was mutal on the Koyim. The Koyim was mutal to give out the Matanus. So Tevis Hano was from the Bailam. So that was mutal on the Koyim. That was the Koyim's job to find out from the Bailam who he wants to give it to. But that was his job. He was the one that gave over the matonis. So Ashoichet l'koyin aloivet kechavim. But if the Bailam are a koyin, koyin is not called am, so there's no chiyiv. Meisam, a goy zicha not called am, a goy is bechlal not chiyiv b'mitzvahs. So this koyin, the shoichet, is potter min ha-matonis. V'mishtatev imoem. Now we're going to have a big chiddush in the Mishnah. What happens if a person became a shutef with a goy or with a koyim? Is tzorech sheyirshayim. So they made a reshime, they made a simen on the boso. It's unclear if they made a simen on the matonis after they shechted it. But they made a simen to the people shouldn't be choshed them, they're not giving matonis. So they made a reshime that this shutves, we have a shutves koyin, shutves akum, so don't look at me, everyone is giving matonis, and I'm not giving matonis. The reshime gave over the message. Let us see what Rashi says. Tzorech sheyirshem sheyase boi simen sheyavinu horoyim she'enoi kuloi shal Yisrael. So it seems from Rashi, the simen related that it doesn't belong, the whole thing does not belong to the Yid, and that Mustama was, that was the message the Rishime gave. I only have a shutfus in it, even though I'm a Yid, but there's a shutfus koyin, shutfus akum, and that patos. Let us see Taisvis. Betzorech lirshaim, simen al haboso, gilam hoyo lirshaim boso shapoto min amatones. It would seem that the machlokes Rashi and Taisvis, Rashi learns the Rishima was the sibes haptur. That tzorechim shash by simen shibin reim sheini kuloi shel Yisrael. That was the Rishima. That it's not, I'm only a quarter bailim. So the Rishima was one quarter. So that was, she understood it means I'm only a quarter bailim, and the other bailim, the bailim of three quarters is a koyin or a goy. Taisus, it seems the Rishima was that it's potter. That was, lirshem boso shepotter min amatonis, bo yimakirin rishomeim, you're able to be makir the roshim. That's a male that seems l'chayr alts to royim. Everyone is shechting, giving to the kahanim, and he's shechting, not giving to the kahanim. So, it was a takonet to make a royshem. Ve'im taima, for taisvis. Given the last lay l'koyin elachatzi, a mishtatev ima koyin. The koyin only has half of the behemoth. The other half belongs to the Yisrael. Is chatzi lifter, so good. The chelik akoyin is potter, that's not called om. The chatzi lechayiv, but the chelik ayisro should be chayiv. Here it seems that the whole behemoth is potter for matonis. So he says, why is it that way? Midi dahavi atzviya bo'ala taisha, we learned before that if the aim was a taish, and the Ov was a Tzvi, so even though we're Choshish in Lezera Ov, so the Loch is, but so Tzev Afilu Mikza Tzev, so Koponim, from half of the, you'll give half of the Matonis, because half this Chatzi Tzev here, a Chatzi Tzvi, so the Chelek Tzev is Chayim. Fractaisvis here is also the same thing. Half belongs to half belongs to Yisrael, half belongs to to a kohen, so they should give half of the matanos. Why is he potter legamri? V'yesh loyma dahosam kol siyush shaboy mechayev. V'hoch le mechayev kol siyush shaboy lekach potter legamri. A very interesting teretz. The teretz is that over there in the koi we have half a set, and half is a tzvi. Half a seh and half a chayev. So the chelik a seh, there's a chiyuv of matonis. Ay, it's only half a seh, so it's half a seh. Half a seh, seh v'afilu chatzi seh, half a seh is also chayev of matonis. Masha'in came, over here, we don't have a complete mechayev. That means the chelik a seh, the seh which is the mechayev, has a bailim that's not mechuyev. So you don't have a complete mechayev on the seh. So memela, this is worse than the achatzi seh. Achatzi seh is pshat is about the chelik haseh. So there's a chiyev to give matonis from the chelik haseh. Hashenkin over here, there's no complete mechayev. Le mechayev kol seyir sheboy, and the mechayev gufe the zapoita. So memela, so there's no chiyev whatsoever. So that's adin amishtatev imoim tzor sheyir shem. It's a ganzen poter. But sviyisim nikim they made a roishim that in the shlachtayzer that they should realize that from this behemah there's no chiyev of matonis. Vim oma chutz mina matonis, poter mina matonis. What does Rashi say? Im oma koin li Yisrael. Ani moichelach porezu, chutz mina matonis shebo. That means he's selling him the whole poro, besides the matonis, poter Yisrael mina matonis. So the Yid is poter mina matonis. L'chayre, the chiddush over here is, we just said before, amishtatef imakoyim. So you're poter. I think here the chiddush is that be'etzim, the behemah, which is mechayev imatonis, the behemah belongs completely to the Yisrael. Before we had it, then the behemah gufe, there's no complete mechayev. The koyin also is a chelik in the behemah. If the koyin is a chelik in the behemah, there's no chiyev to give matonis. Here pshat is that the behemah belongs completely to the Yisrael. And that is the mechayev. If you have a behemah, you're mechayev to give to the matonis, you're mechayev to give the matonis to a koyin. No, grad the moichel who is a koyin was Messiah the matonis for himself. So memele, so he keeps the matonis. I mean, since the bailim of the matonis is a koyin, so there's no chiyuv on the bala behime to give matonis, since the matonis belong to the, to a koyin. Oma mechayli b'nei me'eho shel poro. What if a lekeach came over to a tabach and he told him, sell me the b'nei ma'ayim, v'hoyu behen matonis, and there were matonis also, and he gave him the kever together with the b'nei ma'ayim, and he just purchased b'nei ma'ayim, is nois non lekoyim. So v'shteitzach, he purchased the b'nei ma'ayim, that way he gave him the keve, it was al-kochel, pshat is, you give it to a-koyim. I mean, it was not in the sale, he bought b'nei ma'ayim. So the keve was never sold, was never purchased. So the keve is from the manus kuhuna, so the lekeach is nois non lekoyim, he gives the keve, the lekeach gives the keve to the koyim, v'en menakeloi min adomim, he does not deduct from the price of the B'nai Ma'ayim, that what he gave the Keva to the Koyim, because he's not paying for the Keva, he just purchased B'nai Ma'ayim. the Bnei Maim Atake is. The cave was attached to Bnei Maim, so he gave it a look, but that was not in the sale, so he didn't pay for it, and that he gives to the, to a Kayim. Lokron Heimeno Bemishko. But what is if he bought meat by the weight, and he sold Mimele in the Mishko, there were the Bnei Maim, and there was the Kaiva also. So Bekitzer, he says, the Tabach sold him, and he charged him for the weight of the Kaiva. So he sold them really the Matnes Kone. Is nice non lekayim. So since the Kaiva's be'en is nice non lekayim, so it's a chiyuv and the lekech to give the Kaiva to the kayim. Umenake loy min adomim. But he does not have to pay the tabach for this litra of that he purchased, which was the keva, because this was stolen goods. This is matnas kunas. He doesn't have to pay him for that. He had no bailus, no right to sell it to him. What does Rashi say? Mama Yisrael achaver tabach mecher leikid perishin leel. Zok to Gemara weiter. We had in the Mishnah that a Bukhar that was Nisarev B'meya, some Meilem, so all the Meya are potter from Matonis. Fact the Gemara, so let the Kayin come to the Israel, Mimonimshech, two Kayches, Valaymalay. If it's a bechayr, you're right. If it's a bechayr, it's part of a matonis. But kule didihu. So the whole thing belongs to me. Vilav bechayru. So give me the whole bang. But vilav bechayru. Havli matantoi. So I'll kapon him. Give me the matonis. So the moyen says, Amar Avishaya, Baboli deikoyin, Omocheli Yisrael Bamumi. We're speaking about this bechayr. Was previously given to the Kayim. So it's Mom and Kayim. Now this Kayim, the God of Balmum, and he sold it to Israel. So the Bechor Balmum, which belongs to Israel, is part of a Matonis, and then is part of Bechlal to be given to the Kayim, because the Kayim already received this Bechor and sold it. Amar Rav Yishaya, Och Ma'iskine, Dektani Masisin, the Poitr Meskulam, Bebo, Oise, Bechor Liyad Koyim, Fenofa, by Mum Kavua, and he sold it back to Aisa. Let us see Toisvis. Amar Yovei Olof, Mishnei Tzedodim. Beperik Beis de Bechoris, Ike Plutim, Tabi Shteire Cheleis. There's a machlokes tanoim usir amer Rabbi Yosi. There were two recheles. Achas bikra, paachas loy bikra. One already had a child. Paachas loy bikra, one have had a child. Viodu shnei schorim. And now, both of them had Tzchorim. So one is a Bechor, so one is not a Bechor. Fine. So Mamele, Echad Loi, Ve'echad Lokoi. So now, the Baal of these two Recheilois, we have to realize he has two Tzchorim. One is a Bechor. One is not a Bechor. So between you and me, so the one that's not a prayer is Chai B'matonis. That's poshut. So it says like this. So echad loy ve'echad l'koyim. So one, he gives to the koyim. The man of Sheikh the koyim has one of them. The Gemara Dachsmir says that, the Mishnah says that fakert, if there's a chilek in value and fat, so he can keep the bigger one for himself, and tell the Kohen, Ameitz Mechaveire Olavaraya, who says that the Bechor was the bigger one. So I'm holding one, I'm giving you one. Bona Zichah yours. Vashayni Yirat Sheyistayev. Now the sheni, he cannot eat the sheni. Maybe that's the b'chayr, so that he can't eat it. So yirat sheyistoyb v'chayiv matonis nitzchayiv matonis. I mean the one. I mean yizicha chayiv matonis. So memele so. Sigi matonis. Rabbi Yosi poita. Rabbi Yosi patels for matonis. V'hach stome kirameya. Now the Tanakhama that says you give matonis from the second one is going according to Rameya. To sefte mesayim bo divrei Rameya. Meforish bigmore time de Rameya. Now what is the time of Rameya? Mishim de bo olav koyin mishneit sodem. The koyin comes on the second behime after Kadamum. The koyin comes to him mishneit sodem. He tells them, you have to give me matonis. And l'chayre, the kohen is coming with a cheshbet. Man, if this is the b'chayr, so the whole thing belongs to me. I mean, there's a suffix, batsim. Maybe it's the b'chayr. And if it's not the b'chayr, so yomi matonis, sal koponim, matonis you have to give me. Va'af al gab shekvar lo kach echot. That means, even though the kohen took one behemoth, but that's irrelevant. I mean, what I took is misafik, one of the behemoths is mine, so I took that, but there's no birr whatsoever that I took the b'chayr. So there's a svar, and maybe this one is the b'chayr. Maybe this one is, see, so give me the whole behemoth, or Al-Kapona, give me the matonis. So I'm really entitled to the matonis. And Rabbi Yosi is chaylik. And Rabbi Yosi holds that, what are you tying to me? If this is the b'chayr, I have the whole behemoth. I gave you a behemoth. You have a behemoth. Give me the whole behemoth. You have a behemoth. So l'chayr, I'm not mechuyev to give you this als b'chayr. I mean, even though be'etzim there's a suffix, maybe it is the b'chayr. Bekitzer, there's a machloikis, Rameir and Rabbi Yosi. So bekitzer, that is the svar of Rameir. The svar of Rameir is that since be'etzim there is a suffix on the behemoth that is left over by the Yisrael, there's a tzad, maybe it's the b'chir, so the whole thing, reality belongs to me. And if it's not a b'chir, so the matonis belong to me, so mamon v'shechi kimon the matonis. V'hash t'loimi boi l'rameya, the boi chalchi shapir. So according to Rameya, Agmor is a very good kasha. That means that is Paul of Mishnei Tzodim. That's Mamish the Svar of Rameir over there. That if he'll achlifoi biyad koyim, he can still mondem matonis mamonim shech. So Taisa says, but Agamos Kash is not only according to Rameir. Ela filo Rabbi Yosi. The Pauli calls some. Rabbi Yosi is chaylik. Rabbi Yosi holds he can mondem matonis. Hainu mishum d'loi motzi oma ibucheru kula didihu shekvar lo kechechot. He can't come and tell me that give me the whole behemoth, mamonim shech. Either the whole behemoth belongs to me, the whole behemoth belongs to me, so why are you holding the other behemoth? I mean, you can't come with a tviya that it's either the whole behemoth or the matonis, since you took a behemoth b'mokim b'chayr, so memele, so there's no tviya als b'chayr. Avol hoche meide mishum demotzi amar I b'chayru kula didiu. But agamar is a good kashavil according to Rabbi Yosi. I mean, the gemara that have him in hell that there's a b'chayr here that goes to the koyim. So here, according to Rabbi Yosi Gufi, he can ask such a tiny, יבחרו כל הדידיו. ומשני שמוכל איסור במומוי, אפילו רמי ידם החיים עושים משם דמון המשך איסלי מתונס גבי עובד, יהיה דמון המשך מתונס גבי, אידה דהור בהם מזמיים, ועוד מתונס המים. אבל לא חסופי גומר, but over here, if it is a בחר, so nothing is yours. If it's not a בחר, so the מתונס היו. אמיץ מחווי ראו לבריים, זאת הגמרא ביתה, השייכת לכהן ולעבד כחובם פוטה מן המתנה. So here it says that the שייכת, the בעלם is a כהן, or a גוי, so the שייכת is פוטה מן המתנה. וליסני כהן ועבד כחובם פטורים מן המתנה. Why you talk about the שייכת? The פטור is because you have a בעלם כהן or a בעלם עקום. Omar Rove Zoisei Meres Hadin Ima Tabach. So from here we see that Fakert, that the Koyin is Toiveya the Sheikhet. So Memele, so you never handle with the Bailam. So that's why the Mishnah wants to say, but if the Bailam are Pturim from Atonis, so then the Sheikhet is also a Pota. Zot Rashi, ולסני קוין ואיבד כחום, דולי איקרי ים, דסיבס הפטור הזנם, ומאי איריה דקטוני השויכת. זו יישאי מרס, מסניס דקטוני השויכת, עושה לשמינה. דבעלמה, היכה דקושוכת, בהימס ישראל. All the time, when someone שכס בהימס ישראל, הדיני מטבח, דיני של קוין, Litvoya matonoisov minatabach. The coin is to be tevei the matonis from the tabach. For hoche kivin shabaheime shel koin vayve kechovim hu potar atabach minamatonis. For hoche mitzine lemeilav mikoin vayve kechovim lechud. This halache that all the time the tvi is from the tabach, so if we say if we would say that a koyin shechted, so I wouldn't know this din that is the tvi is from the tabach. That's why it says a sheikh likoyim. In this case, since the bailam are potter, so the sheikhet is also potter. Dorash rove me'eis ha'om v'loy me'eis akehanim. That the chiyav matonis is meisom, v'loy meis hakehanim. Zot Rashi v'loy meis hakehanim. The kahanim leikro om. The Rishash wants to be moichik the kasal kedaitach. The kahanim leikro om. Meisom, v'loy meis hakehanim. K'sha'imel. Now right afterwards it says meisom, meis zoivchei hazevach. Havi Omer afilu tabach koyin b'mashme. Now here we can have a mordik mechudish to Rashi. Tosfos is chaylik on this Rashi. But let us see shitas Rashi. Kshu Omer me'eis zoivchei hazevach. Now first it said me'eis ha'om. So when we're speaking about the bailim, so the Bailam is, has to be home. V'loi kahanim, the kahanim l'ikro. But then it said, me'eis zoivchei hazevach, kloima, kol mishahu. Here we say, the zoivchei hazevach, we do not specify who the sheikhet is. V'afilu koin. The zoivchei hazevach, afilu koin. A koin is also chayiv. What does that mean? Afilu a koyin is chayiv. Lahavi koyin shenase tabach limker. Amoyre de kechidush. If the koyin is shechting his behemoth, but he doesn't want to eat his behemoth, he wants to sell this behemoth. So chotch afilu, the bailus of the behemoth is a koyin. That is not called meyesom.
Me'esa'am means that if the sheikhet, it's for themselves, so a koyin for himself, if he's shechting a behema for himself, so there's no chiyav matonis. But if he's shechting a behema to sell, that's a ribi me'es, any zayfcheya zevach. Here it doesn't say me'esa'am zayfcheya zevach. Every zayfchei azevach, if it's geshachten, not for oneself, but to sell, lo vikoyin shenase tabach limker, I feel it's his own behemah. Avla behemah shu shoychet litzolchoy potom, but if he shechts it for himself, that he's himself going to eat the behemah, then it's potom. But like this, there's a chiyuv, like this is a chiyuv on the koyin, to give matonis. Now the Gemara relates a maise. Ushpezichne de Rabtavle koyin have. The innkeeper of Rabtavle was a koyin. Vavadochi klei milse. But he was an innkeeper, but the business was very bad, and the pashid didn't have panos. Also, lekame de Rabbi Tavla. So he came to Rabbi Tavla, go to eat. Maybe, you know, an eitzer for panose. Omalei, zil ishtatev bahadi tapchi Yisrael. He says, I'll tell you, go to the butchers and become a shutef with them. Now, to become a shutef with them is, you have to have, funds, some resources to become a shutef to go into the butcher business. No, don't worry. They're going to take you as a shutef. I'll give you a chelik, you should have a chelik of the behemah. And the migid, the mifteri, mematanta, mishtatvi ba'adach. I mean, you're a very desirable shutef. I mean, you'll be a shutef with them. And they'll be mishtatev with you. Because having you for a shutev, so that's called shutves koyin, and a shutev koyin is, so there'll be part of a matonis. Right? So he did that. Chayve Rav Nachman. He became a shutev. Rav Nachman said, you have to give matonis. Omalei, so this Ushpezichne told Rav Nachman, "Vor Rabbi Tavla Potro." Tavla said, "I'm Potro." But he said, "Chayv yitzge matonis." Omale zil apik. You give matonis. Ve'iloi mapitna lo chav Tavla miyunach. Or else I'll get chav Tavla out of your ears. That means I'll slug him up. He has nothing but to say. You chayv matonis. Yeah. Also, some Mamela, a bit of a mice, what does Rashi say? Have a dechika lay milse dochuk, vooni hoyo. The migu de potras lumi matanto, mizreel lechem vekevik, the mimbers nisna, mishtate bimon, potamina matonis. Is some Mamela, they'll take you in for a shutev. Chai velay Yisroel, shenishtate vimayisekoi. Zil apek hoitzi oisam mitachas yodach. You go and you give them matonis. Vetitnem lekoyim. And give it to a koyim. Mafikna loch kloyim. Kol ray yoisa visiya oisav emcholoy. Al shlog apolis rayis. Don't tell me Rav Tavla. Yunach meyoznach. Ozo Rav Tavla kamit Rav Nachman. So Rav Tavla came, he was the one that said the Eitzah. He held it's a very good Eitzah. Omalei, my time Ovid Marochi. Why did you say it's Chayba Matonis? Omalei, the Chiyosa Rabache Ba Chanine Midarayme. Omar Rav Yeshua Ben Levi V'chol Ziknei Dorim. Omru, Koyin Taboch Shtayim Bisholish Shabosais Potamina Matonis. Bikan Veilech Chayva Matonis. That a koyin, that's a taboch, that's selling, The first 2 or 3 weeks he's part of a matanis, mikam bilachay of a matanis. We'll see as soon as Rashi what the lumdus is. Omalei, beloved lay ma mias keravacha bachanine. Good. So, but al kaponim, a koyin tabach that's selling, the first 3 weeks is part of a matanis. Omalei, hani milid lay kove maschesa. That's if he didn't have a store. He wasn't kevei a store yet. Avalocha kove maschesa. Zot Rashi. Shtayim v'sholei shabos is potem in a matonis l'sitam l'koy. Acha, he's potem to give to another koy. V'shem dakati loy kevye. He's not a kavua dike moicha. Ve'einam yoydim adayin shu tabach. Ava makam vilach chayiv hoyil dike vye. So, the rishoynim amavayr shitas rashi as follows. Be'emetzin, Koyin Tabach. What does Koyin Tabach mean? A Koyin that decided to become a butcher. He's selling his behemoths. So the vial, this is a new undertaking. He decided to become a butcher. Now, who knows how successful he'll be. So the first 2 or 3 weeks, so this whole venture that he's doing, is misupiktik. I mean, he doesn't know, who knows if he's going to, get customers, if he'll be successful in this venture. So the first 2 or 3 weeks, when he shechts a behemoth, so his machshav is as follows. Listen, if I'll be able to sell it, I'll sell it. If I won't be able to sell it, so I'll keep it for myself. So the first 2 or 3 weeks till he gets mafusam, or till it's nizbara by him, that he's taki going into the business, and he's a success. So we assume that the ikir shchita, since he's, the backup is that, if I won't find the customer, I'll eat it myself. So it is considered that the ikir shchita is for himself. 2 or 3 weeks, it matters when he sees that business is getting good. So that's, it's totally in 2 or 3 weeks. But that is dafke, if he, this is, it means he's selling it from his house, and there's no, he wasn't kevei himself to be a moicha. Hani, omalei hani mili. So he told him, levin lei ma ochi b'kidarabache, v'tipterenu mishtayim b'sholei shabosas. Omalei hani mili dekoma rabache, zikni dorm d'shtayim b'sholei shabosas pota. If there's no chanus, abul hocha haytabach koyim kvar kova chanusay begoli adaita dekviya. He was keveya chanus, so it was goli. That's from a mailer, so he's selling it. So if he's selling it, so then fakert, so then zechiv to give matonis. Some seifa esra kashem. He doesn't understand that fellow there's a chiyuv matonis. He says by truma there's also a chiyuv and a koyin to give matonis. But he can give it himself. He has to reich at a koyin. Here it seems he has to give it another koyin. He doesn't know why there should be such a din. I don't know. The Sameach says in a note that he says, not all matnas kohuna are the same. We had by matnas aniyim, we had lahazer oni al shaloi. So he says, if it's somehow zroya, chayay v'keiv is equivalent to matnas aniyim, that there's a din that he can't keep it for himself. He has to give it to another kohen. Omar Rav Chisda, Hai kahaned le mafrish matanta lehevi vishamta de lake Yisrael. A koyin, lechere, here we're talking about a koyin, that was a tabach. And he's not mafrish matonis. Lehevi vishamta de lake Yisrael, he's mechuyiv to give the matonis away.
Oma Rabbe Barav Shile Hani Tapchi Dohutzel Kaimi Bishamte der Rav Chista Ho Esrim Baal Tartin Shnin. So Rabbe Barav Shile said it's L'chayra there were Kahanim, there were butchers in Hutzel, and for 22 years they're selling meat and they're taking the matanas for themselves. So they're under the shamta of Rav Chisda. So what are you telling us? Ha'esrim v'tartin shnim. What? Yeah. Ilayim v'desulay m'shamtina luhu. That means that's what you're telling. That is a gvul. There's a gvul to when one could be kaife. Till 22 years. But kaife after 22 years, we're not kaife. Vasanya bamedva mamurim bemitzvahs lo isase. But mitzvahs ase, kegoin oimrim lo yase, suke veini oise, lula veini oise, ase tzitzis veini oise, makin oise, ache teitse napshe. So memele, by mitzvahs ase, if a person doesn't do a mitzvahs ase, so you never stop. So why shouldn't there be a din of after 22 years to continue the chayim? So the Gemara says, no, the chesed of 22 years is ela de kansina loy beloy aschayse. I don't know exactly the chesed, but till 22 years, we wouldn't, chayim is one thing, but they used to cancel after the, so till 22 years, they would only cancel the tabach after hasro. But after 22 years, they cancel them without a hasro. Ki yodarove konis atmo. Anachna ba yitzchak konis glima. Zogt Rashi. Rashi azoi. Le mafrish matanto le koyen ache. See, Rashi says clearly, you give le koyen ache. Or esrim v'tartin shnin. Kloimer kva ovru chof beishonim. Le mai ilches ekoma ha esrim v'tartin shnin. Ilaim ed ma'ache sha'omdu b'shamta chof beishonim. Sulay m'shamtin eluhu. Vasanye. This by Misa, a chorus to come like the Rabbanei, so would seem, I think others learn Shat. But we don't say that the Malkus battles the chorus, because you don't give the Malkus. Kol ha-yerech ha-yolekeich mi-mish le-yroitze lo-seis ha-matonis le-koin vo-yenoisna le-koin. He gave the yerech to ha-koin. The whole yerech to ha-koin al-tza-knas. Kshu oimer me-eis zoivchei ha-zevach. Le-toisves de-mairi betaboch. Bloikoi ha-am. It says me'eis zayvchei azevach. It says me'eisa'om. Me'eisa'om is going on the chiyuv matonis. And then it says me'eis zayvchei azevach. V'loikoyi a'om. This is not going a'om. The nemayit tabach koyin. We should be nemayit a tabach koyin
That means, if it would say, Me'esa om zeifchei azevach, so it would seem that the whole chiv of zeifchei azevach is, if they're the om. If they are om, but if they're kahanim, there's no chiv. But since achsiv me'esa zeifchei yaseirim, zeifchei, the extra me'es. So now that's a hefsik, that by the zayveyach, so there's an ibrike me'es to tell us that by the zayveyach, there's no inyan of them. The akol shehu tabach koma, whoever the tabach is, v'afilu koyim, afilu is a koyim, hoyil v'shochet behemes Yisrael. So, Taisvis says, Pshat, the Ribuy is telling us that there's a Chiyuv, that there's a Chiyuv on a Koyin if he shechts a Behemis Yisrael. Not like Rashi. Avalim Hoysa Shaloi. But what is if a Koyin shechts his own Behemis? Afilu Limkoer, afilu that he's going to sell it, is Rachmona Potre. That's Nichlal and Me'esom. The Meat Me'esom says if it belongs to an there's a Chiyuv of Matnes Kudeh. If it doesn't belong to the so then there's no Chiyuv of Matnes Kudeh. It's irrelevant what the Sheikhet wants to do with it. Not like Rashi. I saw what's Pshat and Ahal Gemara. Elamid Rabbonon Gozru, Shuhu Tabach, Litain Matnes Kohune, Afila Behim Shaloi. So this whole thing that we have in our Gemara, that if you have a Koyin is shechting to sell, the din is that it's Mechuyah B'maton, it's not the way Rashi says it's Adaraisa Dikedim, it's Adarabonon Dikedim. So the din is the Rabbanan Gozruk Shu Tabach Litain Matnes Kohune Afilu Abahime Shaloi Afilu it's his Bahime Shaloi Argilu Tabche Yisrael Lishatev Kahanem Imoem Lifta Min Amatonis. So Memel Faker, this Eitzah of Rab Tavla, which would be a very good Eitzah for all the Tabochim, and the Kahanem would lose from this. So therefore, Chazal made a gzeire that if a Koyin sells, or if he's a shooter for the Yisrael that sells, that Mechuyev to give matonis. But it's only on the Rabbonu Dekedin. Vad Gimur Shabbos says, Deikol Meima, I think it's the Lidi Dei Shochet, he's shechting for himself, Loi Gozu Rabbonu. Vukmu al din teire. Mikan ve'elech. But after already 3 weeks already, we see tickets being going to be sold. Gozl, segzeire. V'chiko ve'maschus av iskevei achanus. Miyad muchach delav ledidei shochet. He's not shechting for himself. V'lekach gozl alta. Kede muchach besomach. So Taisvis is chaylik an Rashi, and Taisvis holds that it's a drabona de v'loike perish akundres the pirish the chayim min atayre b'sheichet limke. Timken shnayim o shloyshe shabosis amay poto oto shloyshe shabosis ksivi b'krosa. We had mentioned that the Ritva emphos that since he doesn't know how successful he'll be al tzatabor, so in Yesod he has this backup that if he won't sell it, he'll use it for himself. For oit, and Taisvis a second kashan Rashi, imin atoire, if this is a draise de kedin, yevshe shaloi hoye yede rabtavla dovoze, so rabtavla didn't know this is a psakasha, he didn't know this drash. Halavada itakones chachomim ikite perashno, so itakones chachomim, it was unaware of the takoneh.